Hey everyone, welcome back to the Screw Being Unhappy podcast, the place to build winning habits and achieve your goals without sacrificing life. I'm Zuzana Mukumai, a coach who walks the same path as you, becoming productive with strong winning habits that achieve goals and fulfillment in entrepreneurship, fitness, and life. I am so excited to welcome you for the next Real Coaching Conversation episode. In this coaching session, the client wanted to finally start waking up earlier. She shared that she has been working on this for ages, but never managed to become successful at it for a longer period. As we start the coaching conversation, we explore why waking up is important to her, and we talk about the instances in her life when she was actually waking up early consistently. She wanted to create a plan of action, how she can finally start waking up earlier. And as we worked over this plan, we create clear action steps through talking about what needs to happen for her to wake up early. Inevitably talking about what needs to happen for her to go sleep earlier. As we start the coaching conversation, we explore why waking up is important to her. And we talk about instances from her life when she actually managed to wake up early consistently. As we worked over the plan of action, which she wants to create in this coaching session, we come up with clear action steps, talking about what needs to happen for her to wake up early. Inevitably, we end up talking about what needs to happen for her in the evenings, how her evenings look like, what time she needs to sleep, and what needs to happen to make that happen. If you are in the same shoes as this client and want to become consistent with waking up early, or perhaps you are working on different habit like exercising, eating better, or becoming productive, listen in and get inspired to create your own action plan with the structure used in this session. Now, let's get to it. Good afternoon. I'm so excited to have you here for today's coaching conversation. And because this is a recording for a podcast, I won't be mentioning your name, which is a bit unnatural. So I will try to do my best.
Okay.
Before we jump in, I wanted to ask your permission, if it's okay for you to use this audio for my podcast and sharing on social media. And I will ask you again in the end of the session.
All right, yeah.
Okay. You mentioned you wanted to talk about sleeping. Can you tell me more about what motivated you to come to this coaching session and what would you like to get out of it?
Well, your program is about developing better habits. And one of my worst habits is I can easily stay up half the night till 3 or 4 in the morning. And I would love to be the kind of person who's up at 5 or 6, has a great full day of work, and goes to bed at 9 or 10. And no matter how hard I try, I just can't seem to get into that pattern and keep it.
If you were the kind of person who wakes up at 5 or 6, what difference would it make?
I feel like I would finish the day feeling I had a productive day. And instead, I feel like I'm always a few hours behind because I got up late. And I feel like I'm always scrambling to get to the work that I have to do. And then I stay up late to make up for it. And it just seems like I'd be more productive if I got up earlier. Like Ben Franklin says, early to bed, early to rise.
And I always ask this my clients, because it's not first time I'm talking about sleeping earlier, waking up early. Naturally, what kind of person you are? Are you, you would say, the night person or the morning person or something in between?
I think I'm very naturally a night owl. And I think my ideal hours would probably be just to get up at 9 o'clock at night and be up to see the sun come up. But the world doesn't function like that.
And What time do you usually wake up now?
Lately, probably around 8:39.
And why I'm asking this is sometimes I feel that often it's perceived that waking up early it's the better option and we should strive for it. And I saw it with some of my clients and myself as well, that sometimes we are not made that way. So of course we can talk about how maybe you can wake up earlier, but also what I want to say there, it's sometimes I ask the question, is that the right thing? We are trying to kind of change the person into something that it's not. What are your thoughts?
I think that you make a good point, and I was thinking about further motivation. Part of my motivation is that my husband gets up very early, so he goes to bed early, and so it would be nice to be on a similar schedule too.
And have you you said you tried it many times and
Yeah, for
succeeded.
years.
What is different now, if anything?
Well, nothing's different. I still, even if I manage for a few days to get up early, bit by bit, very quickly, I'm back to staying up late, seeing can I get just a few more things done, just a little bit more. And there's so much I want to do each day. So nothing's changed really. I just keep sliding back into the same habit.
If these 25, 30 minutes we have together were really helpful, what would you like to leave the session with?
I would like to leave it with having some plan of action that would help me to get on a more consistent, regular schedule. You know, as we mentioned before, I also have a lot of animals that I have to take care of on a farm. And so for something like that, you know, it's important. They need to be fed about the same time each day. And so that would be another motivation.
Out of the many times you tried before, can you think of the time that it was working well for a while, that you were waking up at that time?
Not really, unless you count my few weeks in the army when I had a drill sergeant enforce it and say, you will get up at 4:30 in the morning. And to be honest, I loved being up that early. You know, I love being up at dawn. I just find it very difficult to do.
And it's interesting when you had the drill sergeant, so it was kind of external accountability you had to. What else was happening there? Like what happened in the evening? How was it in the morning?
Well, it was boot camp, you know. So we were hauled out of bed at 4:30. You've got 15 minutes to get ready. You chow down, you go through your day, and then you are ordered into bed at probably 9 o'clock at night, and lights out by 9:30, 10, whatever it was. So it's very heavy. Heavily regulated. And I'd say the other time it was maybe working was probably in high school when I had to be up to catch a bus or when my own kids were in school. And there was, again, sort of an external force to say things have to happen on this schedule. Whereas now I'm an empty nester. You know, I don't have a job outside of my own work at home. And so there are not those external factors.
Okay. So we have the boot camp, we have the high school, and when your kids were going to school, so you had to have them ready. And now we have, you mentioned now sometimes you can go and sleep at 3 or 4 a.m. So we have like this.
Apart from all my work is on my computer, it's my home business, and so it's up to me to be the dictator, the one saying you must get things done. You must have something kind of like a schedule to get all the work done.
What What would come up for you if I invited you to think of if there are any options in between? We have this waking up very early, 4:35, and what now you said you wake up at 8:39, which you feel late for what you want to be doing. Is there some immediate option in the middle that could make sense for the time being?
Oh, something like 7:30, right? I'd be very happy if I were getting up at 7 or 7:30.
Okay. So should we talk about that? Because I find it easier like to take small steps
Right. Yeah.
rather than changing from 8:30 to 5. That's 3.5 hours
Right.
difference.
Right.
So should we talk about what action steps you can take to
Yes,
start
yeah,
waking up at
that would be
7:30?
great.
Okay. What would need to happen for you to wake up at 7:30?
I'd probably need to go to bed maybe 45 to 60 minutes earlier and set the alarm.
Okay. 45 to 60 minutes earlier. What time is that? And or I don't need to know the time. What I want to make sure is that you are getting enough sleep, because I don't want to
Yeah, I don't.
disturb sleep here.
Right. I would say I'd probably be fine if I went to bed at midnight. And I often am up till 1:30, even 2 or later in the morning.
So midnight. So, okay, we will take it step by step. So sleeping by midnight and then putting the alarm. Oh, what needs to happen in the evening that you sleep by midnight?
Well, I have been trying to get my work on my computer done earlier so that I can read in the evening, so I'm not looking at the screen. I do have a bunch of blue light glasses to try and help because I know looking at screens is not good in the evening, but that's when it's quiet. That's when we don't have the farmhands here. That's when everybody is quiet and in bed. It used to be my dog, although she's died. So that was when I could get work done with absolutely no interruptions. And that's a big part of why I was doing all the work at night. So I'm trying to really focus on getting work done earlier and then reading in the evening.
And how is that going?
I've only been trying to do it for a few days. And again, it's hard to break the habit of the mind saying, but I have just a little bit more to do. Let me do just a little bit more of the video editing. Let me get just one more video launched onto the YouTube channel. Just one more, just one more. And so it's hard to break that habit and do something I enjoy reading, but I don't feel it's productive.
And as you say, it's a habit. It's not something that is simple. If it was simple, everybody would have beautiful habits that are healthy and
Right.
productive. So that's normal. And we are just taking the first steps right now. So on the ideal day, when you go to sleep by midnight, you wake up at 7:30. How would you want your evening to look like?
Well, I usually spend some time with my husband in the evening, and so we'll usually watch a TV program or two, and then he might go play piano for a little bit, and I will go back to doing some of my writing or video editing, and then he'll go to bed, and I'll stay up and I'll continue. So if I were to change my habit, probably by about 10:30, I would stop the work and start reading.
What would make it easier for you to stop by 10:30 and go and read and then sleep by midnight?
I think if I felt that I had somehow got caught up on all the work I have to do, And I think that's challenging because every time I see a little tiny bare spot on my plate, I fill it up with something because I tend to be very type A.
So you're saying like it would work when you feel like everything is done and you are all caught up.
Right, or at least on a good schedule to get things done in a timely manner in the following days.
Okay. And for that to happen, what needs to be done?
Well, I need to have fewer projects, I think. I mean, that's a good question, and I think that's maybe the central part of the problem is that we're running a farm, I'm running a home business, and there's always a lot to do. And so maybe it's partly adjusting my expectations to say this just might take 3 months instead of 2 months. It might take 6 months instead of 1 month.
And now we are getting to kind of a different thing, which might be, it's connected, of course. So that makes me wonder, how important is it for you to do this waking up early thing?
I guess... Are you saying that I should maybe be happy with staying up and getting work done at night when I can?
Not really. Okay. What I was curious, we have like lots of things going on for you. And if we want to make this waking up thing work, it needs to be really important. And it needs to make sense for your life that the pain is less than the benefits you will get.
Right. Yeah, I think it's well worth it.
So is that something you would be willing to do to adjust your expectation and maybe like take longer for your projects, working, you know, a bit less in the evening so you sleep earlier, you wake up earlier?
I think it would be worth it. Yeah, I think it would be worth giving a try.
And I know you mentioned that the external accountability was something that really made it work for you. Is there something we can learn from those experiences you shared and kind of replicate or use the fact that we know that external accountability is working for you?
I suppose I could tell my husband not to be so nice and to tell me to get up in the morning. He's very accommodating.
Do you think that's something that might work? Or he will be like, oh, just let her sleep.
I could ask him to. You know, I know that he would like to be back in a habit. We used to go for a morning walk around our big circle very briefly. And I know that that's something he would like to do. So it would be a benefit to him too. So I could always pose it that way. You know, let's get up together and do these things.
Okay. That sounds like we are maybe, maybe I'm wrong and tell me, but this feels like this is something that could actually work because it's something you enjoy doing together.
Right.
So you have the motivation and then also he has the motivation.
Right. Yeah.
So what would be your step to make this happen? When would you want to try this, what we are talking about?
Well, I've been trying, so I guess, you know, to start by talking to him about let's get up tomorrow morning and maybe take a walk, maybe have coffee on the deck since we have a nice deck with a beautiful view. You know, just get me up and we'll try one morning and then maybe I'll be more tired by 10:30. I'll feel like I've gotten something done on that first day. and take it from there.
So we talked about you trying to wake up at 7:30, and the external accountability could be going for a walk with your husband, something that you enjoy and you spend time together. And we also talked about the evening, going to bed by midnight, trying to stop the work by 10:30, doing a bit of reading. If you like think of this plan, how confident you are right now that it might work, at least for a few days?
Oh, I think we could make it work for a few days. And I think, like anything, it's getting it to the 30 and 40 days where it becomes an ingrained habit. But I definitely think we could make it work for a few days.
And if we were to put a number on it, confident from 1 to 10, 1 is not confident at all, 10 is very confident.
I'd say a 7.
Can you tell me what you already have, that it's 7 and not 5 or 3?
I think the idea of encouraging my husband to help me, and that it's also beneficial to both of us, rather than just saying, I want to get up early, don't let me sleep, don't let me sleep in.
Anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. And if we were to take it from 7 to 8, just one step, we are not talking about 10, but just for you to feel one step more confident that this thing might work out, what we should add or remove?
I have no idea.
If somebody whispered to your ears and told you, you have an idea, what would you say?
I would have to keep repeating to myself over and over that there is value in getting up early and just keep up the self-talk to remind myself that this is something I want to do. I'm not doing it because anybody else is telling me to get up early, but because I really like being up early.
And will you remember to do that, to do the self-talk, or is there something else that can remind you of the benefit?
I think I could remember to do it, but I could always put it up on one of the little digital sticky notes on my computer, so I'm looking at it all day as I work.
Anything else coming to your mind?
No.
Okay, so we looked at the things, kind of created small action plans, how to go about it. What are the things that might ruin all of this? That you know that you want to try it and then you know nothing happens. You go to sleep at 4 a.m. You make up your usual time.
What will ruin it is that I will have just one more project I want to finish. For instance, my husband just sent me some songs that he created, and I want to put the videos to them, get them up on our channel. And if I don't get to that for the rest of the afternoon and evening, then I'm going to be faced with that. Do I set this aside until tomorrow morning? I can maybe start it at 9 in the morning. After we spend some time together, or am I going to try and do just one more thing tonight? And making that decision to say, no, I have a reason that I want to go to bed earlier and I can do this in the morning.
And how is that decision going to go if this is going to happen or something similar?
I think it's just a matter of will, and again, of reminding myself that there is a reason I want to get up earlier. There is a reason I want to be more on his schedule. There is a reason I want to be available to, especially in the summer, make sure the animals have plenty of water from the first thing in the morning and so on, that it's important.
Now, I think the challenge with the wheel is that it works like a battery, Right? In the morning, our phone is charged, and in the evening, it's at 15%. And that's how will works. So often, when we are tired, stressed, hungry, the will is gone, and we can't really rely on it. And that's when we build habits and systems to kind of make it easier for us. Because if something is a habit, you're closing your computer at 10:30, it's done, and hopefully we will get there. At this point, what we would want to do is to make the decision easy for you, that it's kind of straightforward thing, and that it's easy for you to say, okay, I will do it in the morning. What would come to your mind? How could you make this decision easy for yourself?
If I were very tired by 10:30 at night, it would be a whole lot easier. But I'm pretty active out on the land and work all day and not necessarily tired at night.
What else?
I have no idea.
I'm thinking again about the accountability, right? You said like at the boot camp, 9:30, 9, you have to go to the bed, 9:30 lights out. How could we use this? How we could make it feel needed to stop working around 10:30?
I don't know. I mean, other than deciding that's what I'm going to do. And one thing that might help is getting back to my office, being up in a separate room rather than downstairs in the middle of the house where I've kind of slid back to being. It makes it easier to walk away if everything is upstairs in the office.
Does that sound something you want to try to see
Yeah.
if that's easier?
Right, I can try that. Yeah.
Okay. And what else, if anything, is coming to your mind regarding we started the session that you said you would like to figure out some kind of plan of action, how to start waking up earlier. We talk about aiming at 7:30 just to make a smaller difference. We talked about few things to do. So where are we now? How, like, did we go in the good direction?
I think so, yes.
And after the session, when we go off the Zoom, what is it that it's going to happen?
I will talk to my husband, who is upstairs in his office right now, and make a suggestion that we have more of a morning plan. And that we get up together and have coffee together, enjoy our porch, our deck, our view, and see if bit by bit I can get on to his schedule with him.
And last question. I'm curious, in these 30 minutes we had together, what do you know now that you didn't know at the beginning of the session?
Maybe to try and make small changes and to focus more on the reason rather than just, I want to make this change, but keep reminding myself what is the reason for making the change and what is the benefit to making the change.
Okay. Anything else? Or we are good for today?
That's good.
Okay. And just what if I can share, this is really what we are trying to do, is a habit. And as you said, like, you have been most of your life certain way. And it's not simple thing, as I said. I feel if we want to be successful with habits, we really need to be willing to keep experimenting and keep trying out. And that's great that you mentioned, like, I have been trying this forever and you are still at it. Like, you booked this session, you didn't have to do it, right? Like, you are still at it. And I think this is so important that eventually, like, if we keep experimenting and being willing to fail, we will figure it out if it's really important for us. So I just wanted to share this as a bit of encouragement that it's not easy thing to do, and it's important to keep experimenting and seeing like what works for me, how can I make it work for me, how can I make it easy, so I get what I want. Okay. Anything else is coming to your mind, or does this feel like good time to end the session?
This feels like a good time.
Okay. Is it still okay? I use the audio recording for the podcast.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I hope this was
Thank you.
helpful, and I really appreciate you being here and being open and sharing this. And this is a real challenge people face, so I really appreciate you for that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
I hope you find this coaching conversation inspiring. Habits are not easy and they take time, lots of experimenting, and your willingness to fail and try again. But it's possible. What is your takeaway from this coaching session? What is the habit you want to create or improve? And what are you going to do to start with the change today? If you are ready to work on this with a coach by your side to make this faster, easier, and with extra accountability, book a free session with me and let's make sure that you can create the habits that support you in getting the life you want. Thanks for tuning in to Screw Being Unhappy. Remember, the highs and the lows are part of this journey we are on, and I am right here in your corner. You can build consistent habits, achieve your goals, and still have time for what matters most. Now, let's take action, one good tweak at a time. I talk to you soon.